Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Is right here on the Rod Eccles Show, powered by Zinc Media Arts. Here it is Friday.
Welcome to Freedom Friday.
It is Friday, July number 27 in the year of our Lord 2018. Of course, the last hour was pretty heavy, where I presented to you my theory about what is actually going on, my conspiracy theory, if you will. It's not really a conspiracy, it's the truth, based on historical and factual data, and other information, especially stuff that comes from Agent 0010 from the Intel report. I want to talk about a wise man. Not kidding. I'm lucky to have him. I gotta admit it. I am lucky to have him give his time to this program as much. And look, we actually talk a lot. People don't know this outside. Let me just give you a little insight. We actually do talk quite a bit outside of the Intel report on Wednesday mornings. Oh yeah, he's constantly got his finger on the pulse, and we will talk a lot about different things, and he'll, you know, I'll bounce ideas off of him and questions off of him, and he'll bounce ideas off of me, and he's a brilliant man. Now, you can just say it's just chalked up to his life experience, but honestly. He is definitely a brilliant man, and I am thankful to the Almighty God above that he had our paths cross. I think there is a lot within him that is being what he used to do. It's not when you're in the type of jobs that he used to do, it isn't just a job. It's really who you are, who you become, who you are. And it's a little bit difficult to shed that even when you retire from that arena. So I don't know if he actually realizes that he has, well, he probably does realize it, but he has this potential to be rather famous. But he's a guy that would rather stay in the shadows and let everybody else take the credit. Other than when it comes to the information, he wants to be 100% right, 100% all the of the time. Can't blame him. I mean, it's just his nature and how he was trained and what he did for his career. It him being right all the time, lives depended on it, including his own. So he had to be, and he continues that where he just has to be, not that he has to be right just for being right's sake, but he has to have it right. And I am so inspired and impressed by that. I got to tell you, and I don't think I've met anybody who has been that adamant about the truth, no matter what it is, than this man. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there. I just haven't personally met them and become friends with them and have conversations with them on a regular basis. But this guy, and let me tell you, it's all about getting the facts. He's all about and you should hear him sometimes when we have our little how pissed off he gets when he can't get something. It's actually kind of funny. When he can't get, he knows there's something there. He smells it, he tastes it, and he can't put his finger on it, and he can't get proof of it. it ticks him off. That's the sign of a man who really is about the truth. Honestly, he's just about the facts and the truth. That's it. That's all I'm about here. I don't care what the facts or the truth is. We got to know what it is before we can move forward. He's probably worse about that than I am. Which is a good. That is not a bad thing. It is a very good thing, as Martha Stewart would say. If you're tuning it first, because I know that there are a lot of new followers out there. I don't know what is happening on Twitter and Gab, especially. But it seems like my following rate has been shooting up quite fast lately. I'm not sure. I'm not complaining about it. I don't know what it is, so there's a lot of new followers out there, and there's probably a lot of new listeners. So if you've never listened to the Intel Report with Agent 0010, you should definitely listen to some. There are a few episodes up on rodeckles.net that you can listen to, and we'll be, as time goes on, we'll be adding more from the past that we've done together, past reports, and it's good stuff. So you should every Wednesday, 10 a.m. We usually spend about an hour. Sometimes when there's a real lot to go over, we'll go an hour and a half. And there have been occasions where we've gone 2 hours, and it's been a fast two damn hours. Let me tell you, you're going to see, listening to this guy tell you what he has to tell you every week, you're going to be sitting on the edge of your seat. You're not going to believe half this stuff. I mean, you're going to know it's true, but your jaw's going to drop. And this is a stuff that you don't hear anywhere else, by the way. I mean, this is not Alex Jones conspiracy stuff. This is real stuff. By the way, speaking of Alex Jones, I got the story here. Did you know? Facebook blocks Alex Jones now for 30 days. Now, they're not really specifying if it's the entire network, because that would mean, you know, Joseph Paul, what's his name? Mashable has the happy story. A mere matter of days after InfoWars founder Alex Jones received yet another YouTube strike, but wasn't banned, he's been hit with a 30-day block on Facebook. Jones received another strike on YouTube this week for violating community guidelines in four of his videos, which have since been taken down. And honestly, three of the four videos really shouldn't have been taken down. Now this comes after, a couple of days ago? When some Facebook execs were being pounded by the media. Why do you still have Alex Jones on your network? And they were also going after Fox. Why do you still have Alex Jones and Fox and InfoWars on Facebook? And amazingly, within about 48 hours after that conference with some Facebook execs, Alex Jones gets booted and banned and put in Facebook jail for 30 days. And the big, you know who's doing a happy dance right now? CNN. CNN is on a tear to bring down Alex Jones. Let me just tell you something. Now, look, I have done, because you can find, you can find this information. Google is amazing at this stuff, of gathering this information, and so are the third parties. You can find this information for free. The problem CNN has with Alex Jones isn't that they really believe that Alex Jones is a liar. Or a crackpot. Well, they may think that he's a crackpot. But that's not the problem. The problem is that Alex Jones has taken CNN to task a lot. And he's proven their bias. He's proven their lies. He's proven their fake news. And I don't watch Alex Jones or InfoWars a whole hell of a lot. But let me tell you, the clips that I have seen, he has thoroughly destroyed CNN. You think President Trump has a thing for CNN. Man, you gotta see Alex Jones. He's on a tear. Not only that, but oftentimes, especially on YouTube, Alex Jones videos get more views than CNN videos. Oftentimes, Alex Jones InfoWars website gets more daily hits than CNN's site does. CNN doesn't like Alex Jones because they think that he's a little guy, a know-it-all who knows nothing, who is just, he's a cad like Donald Trump, and yet he's doing better than they are. More people are listening and watching him on average than CNN. CNN's ratings keep tanking. Alex Jones keeps rising. I'm just putting it out there, folks. They've got an in for this guy. He is not allowed to be better than he's not allowed to put them down and be better than them in the ratings. I mean, if that's the case, CNN might as well just go after everybody. Because just about everybody's got better ratings. I mean, looking at my statistics, I'm not near CNN ratings yet. But within the next year or two, if things keep going this way and what I expect after September when we start doing some other things, I'm going to be attacked by CNN too. I guarantee you. But, you see, I've already taken steps against this. I am not relying on social media. Now, Alex Jones has a following, so social media, if some of the social medias took him down, it would not harm him that much. I saw what they try to do, what the leftists try to do with Diamond and Silk. That was criminal. It was criminal what they did to those two women. Now, I still don't know if they're single. But the short one, the one that talks less, I'd date her in a heartbeat. Now, the other one, I got to admit, I'm not a strong enough man to date her. I mean, my God, you got to be a, you have really got to be a strong man to date her. Because, you know, they've been on the show a few times. I've interviewed them here on this program a few times. Love them both. But they say the little one. That's how they differentiate the two. You know, Silk. I date Silk in the heart. I think she's beautiful, too, by the way. I just think Silk's a... So if anybody out there... But they live so far away. Where do they live? In the Carolinas? Long distance relationship. I still take her out on a date. That's if she's single. If she's not single, then that's okay. I wouldn't expect her to be. But just in case. I take Silk on a date. What's the... What is the term I heard, what movie did I hear this in? Oh, I date you so hard. Any case. What they did to those two was just absolutely criminal. And I have no doubt that this is what's going to happen with anybody who starts to rise on the road. It is going to get a lot worse before it gets... I want you people to fully understand this and be prepared. The left going absolutely apeshit bonkers is going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get a lot worse. And unless they're able to eliminate Donald Trump before 2020, they are going to explode. I'm just warning you people. I mean, Matt, you think Mad Maxine, she's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, she's just batshit crazy right now. Now, imagine being worse than Mad Maxine and there being a lot more of them. Now you've got the scenario of how bad this is going to get. Don't doubt me on this, folks. Telling you right now, it's going to get really, really bad. As far as anything is concerned, because it is none of this stuff fits in with their agenda. And even when it does, it's not the right person because he's using that against them. If Donald Trump is putting kids, little illegal immigrant chilling in cages, which he's not. That was Obama who did that. But it's okay if Obama did it. But if Trump does it because he's using it to protect this country fully, without question, without compromise, without apology, and he's really doing it to help America and Americans, then that's bad. But when Obama did it, he did it for the optics. And he also did it because there were certain kinds of people that he wanted to come in, and there are certain kinds of people he didn't. You know, some of these little children, you know, look, he invited them in, by the way. And parents were sending their kids, you know, separating the little children from their parents. The parents were doing that themselves. They were putting these kids, how many times did we see the pictures of, remember that train? With all those kids in the train, and you saw pictures of parents putting their kids in the on the train as the train was passing by and them waving by. And we even had a couple of plane loads of these children coming out of Central and South America. Well, their parents had to put them on those planes. Most of those kids that ended up here, and many of them are DACA, and most of those kids that came here during that so-called refugee, child refugee stampede, they weren't orphans. They were here. They were housed and warehoused. And then he started shipping them all over the country into foster homes. And then those kids and their foster parents, who were just good liberals, good leftists that Obama could count on, they started helping the kids petition to get what? Their families brought here. The kids were the anchor. They were the anchor. So that was okay. Oh, there were so many of them, he had to put them in cages until he could get them into homes all across the country to where they could get to a point where they could start bringing in their family members. See, Trump isn't doing that. He isn't allowing them to stay. He isn't shipping them all over the country. He's sending them back. So putting them in cages, quote unquote, Obama, good because he's eventually letting them in, which then brings in the rest of their family. Bad because Trump is sending them back. It doesn't fit their narrative. Do you see the difference? By the way, Alex Jones has also pointed that kind of stuff out. Now, look, I have no love for Alex Jones. I said I barely watch him. I don't reference him very often. And I think he's a kook. I really do. I think he's a conspiracy kook. But you know what? He's got every right to be a conspiracy kook. And if there are a lot of people that want to follow him or listen to him and take him seriously or not seriously, if they view him as comedy or view him as drama, I don't care. The point is, concocting a conspiracy is not the same as making up and concocting news and then claiming that it's the real stuff. I mean, right now, CNN is breathlessly reporting that Cohn is going to flip on Trump and say that Trump really knew that he approved of a meeting with the Russians in Trump Tower with Donald Jr. This is what sources say. Really? Oh, because they had dirt. Supposedly they had dirt on Hillary. We already had dirt on Hillary. We didn't need any more. Hillary couldn't get any dirtier than she already was. There was nothing that the Russians had or could tell us I don't know. They're trying to pin it on. Well, Russians had Hillary's emails like Donald Trump ordered them to get. They still think that his joke was real. I don't know how they still they still go back to this all the time. Well, Donald Trump told the Russians to get... No, he did not tell the Russians to go after Hillary, hack Hillary's emails. Donald Trump, the joke was, well, if Hillary can't find Hillary's emails, ask the Russians. They probably have them. Hey, Putin, if you've got Hillary's emails, let us know. He didn't tell the Russians to go get them. He was jokingly saying, hey, the Russians probably already have them. If they do, why don't they just share them? Need to find them. They might have them. And the left couldn't take that. They thought, well, Donald Trump just told the Russians to go hack Hillary Clinton's email. No, the emails were already missing, quote unquote, folks. He wasn't telling the Russians to go hack into her email. They were already missing. Because everything was Russia this, Russia that. You know, by the way, Russians had, if they did have her email, isn't this after the Russians hate Hillary, after she reset relations with them? After she ponied up and hugged, you know, Putin and whispered sweet nothings into each other's ear? After she agreed to give him, you know, American uranium? Which, by the way, she found a way to skirt the law to do that, but it's illegal to do that. And this is how the swamp does it. They do it in such a way where their hands appear to be clean because, oh, well, she didn't sell it to Putin because she couldn't do that. But she could give controlling interest of a certain amount of uranium to a friend, to a Canadian conglomerate, who then can be bought up by Putin. You see, because Putin couldn't come into the USA and buy it. But if we could sell a certain portion to Canada, who's our ally, well, we no longer have control because jurisdiction now lies in Canada. Canada has no restriction on Putin from buying Canadian firms. You see how that works? Now, she technically didn't break the law because she did not directly sell it to Putin. But it was a conspiracy nonetheless where she was able to get it to a position where she could give it to Putin. We already know this. There's nothing more that the Russians could tell us. There's nothing more that the Russians could tell us that we didn't already know. So this whole notion, well, they had dirt on Hillary. We didn't need any. We had it all. I mean, Hillary, as far as criminals go, the only thing that kept her out of jail really was her husband. Because her husband was such a quote-unquote popular president. And she had the backing of Barack Obama by being his Secretary of State. It was simply her position that saved her. She didn't need to be smart. You know, understand this, though. Hillary Clinton is probably one of the dumbest political criminals that ever existed. But because of her clout and her position and because of the swamp, that's why she's untouchable. I'm telling you, if she were trying to pull this stuff back on when Richard Nixon were president, man, she'd already be gone down. She would have gone down already. She would have gone down. But now that the swamp has gotten so big and huge, and it's not just in the United States, I call it the worldwide swamp. There are many swamps around the globe. DC is just one of many. And Hillary's a part of that, which is why, and they're the ones doing all this investigating of Trump, by the way. Or did people forget that?
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
And now a message from our sponsor. Ladies, tired of drying your hair with the same old vacuum cleaner? Try Avanshade brand new Beauty Locks portable hair dryer. It's smaller, it's faster, it's guaranteed to give you the hair you've always wanted in half the time. Beauty Locks is delicate and dainty, just like you. The dryer weighs only a pound and easily fits in your hand. Now that's beauty and convenience. With a speedy motor that will dry your hair in as little as 25 minutes, you can get gorgeous hair without falling behind schedule. Don't worry about the little ones or that pie in the oven. Thanks to an extra-long extension cord, you can move around while primping your locks. Forget those long trips to the salon and no more waiting for hours under monster machines. Avanshade gives you an easy and speedy hairdo that will blow your man away. Get it now at your nearest Macy's.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hello, America. It's me, your history. I remember a time when we thumbed our nose in a king's face and sent him packing. And when fascists and emperors talked a little bit too loud, we showed up, tore their cities to the ground, and then rebuilt them just to prove we could. We put men on the moon, we won a Cold War, and we elected fearless leaders who led fearless people. What the hell happened to you, America? Back in my day, we didn't elect a big-eared community organizer. We punched him in the kidney. Maybe it's time you came home, America. Home where you belong.
My fellow patriots and liberty lovers, of course, now we are at that point in the program where I bring to you today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for July number 27 are thus. Now, this is one I could get into. Now, not everybody likes these things, but I love when it's played well. It is Bagpipe Appreciation Day. Yes, this is a damn good holiday. Today we celebrate the bagpipes. The instruments have long been associated with the Scottish Highlands, although they have come from many different places and there are many different variations of them. They've also been used in many different contexts. Playing bagpipes is probably the best way to celebrate the day unless you don't know how to play. Although I think the bagpipes, when they're played well, sound absolutely gorgeous and beautiful, all that kind of wonderful stuff, puts you on a different plane. But when a person's learning how to play the bagpipes and they're bad at it, oh my God, they're the worst thing in the planet to hear. I'm just saying. It takes some practice to get it right, but when you get it right, they sound absolutely beautiful. I love bagpipes. Two of my favorite bagpipe renditions are Amazing Grace, absolutely beautiful, and of course, you know, Taps on a bagpipe. You can be the biggest, strongest, biggest, baddest MMA fighter that there is out there. Listening to that in the back is going to bring you to tears, guarantee you. So it is Bagpipes Day. Yes, Bagpipes Appreciation Day. It's also Cross Atlantic Communication Day. Yes, when we started doing this, is the day to celebrate the start of cross Atlantic communications, not cross Pacific. Or specific, depending on who, if you're a millennial or not. It is also National Creme Brulee Day. I don't think I've ever eaten it. I don't think I've ever had creme brulee. So I don't know what it tastes like. If I've had it, it hasn't been memorable, obviously. If I had it, I didn't know I was having it. So it wasn't all that memorable. It is National Get Gnarly Day. Not exactly sure what that means, but just doing gnarly. You know, gnarly is an outdated term. But this is actually observed in the last Friday of July. So you have it has to be the last Friday of every July because some of the gnarly stuff you do may need a weekend to recover from doing it. So speaking of needing a weekend to recover, it is also National Scotch Day. Could you have some scotch while playing the bagpipes and eating creme brulee? Creme brulee is more French, so I guess you just put that aside because, you know, bagpipes and scotch are very Scottish, even if it's an American scotch or it's whiskey. It's not National Whiskey Day, it's National Scotch Day, so it has to be Scotch whiskey. It's also National Talk in an Elevator Day because, you know, everybody goes into an elevator and it's like, you know, the dead zone. Nobody talks to anybody in the elevator. It's always so quiet, and everybody just can't wait to get off of the elevator. It's why elevator music is so hated, because it's forever. You know, you're in the silence of an elevator, and for most people, it's like being trapped with a bunch of people you don't know, and it takes forever, even if you're only going up a couple of floors. It's also National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. Remember, Did they actually end the Korean War recently? Now, remember, folks, that the war, it wasn't an end. The reality is World War I didn't end either. It was an armistice. So understand the difference. In other words, it's kind of like a cease of hostilities. They like to think it's a permanent cease of hostilities, sometimes it's not. And you evidently, everybody's still on pretty much on a war footing. Instead of having a peace treaty and a full surrender when there is, all vestiges of war cease, an armistice, that's not the case. And we had an armistice in Korea for, 50 years? Did North and South actually end it? What's his name? Moon from South Korea and Kim from North Korea. Did they actually end it? I'm not sure if they actually did formally sign a peace treaty to end the war. I don't know if they actually did that yet. There may have been talk of it. Well, there was talk of it. I know that we've got the remains of some U.S. servicemen that were killed and that were on the North Korean side. They're sending those home. Finally, again, something else Trump was able to do that. Very few other presidents since then even had the opportunity. Well, I shouldn't say opportunity, could accomplish. There's been talk of it before, and then it got stopped. And that's just evil. You want to keep the remains of people? I mean, seriously, of the war dead? I mean, we don't do that. It is also Walk on Stilts Day, as well as System Administrator Appreciation Day. If you have every company now basically has a rather extensive computer network. You need a systems administrator to keep that thing running smooth. You wouldn't think it'd be that complicated, because it's nothing but it's electrical impulses going back and forth. But stuff goes wrong all the time. Trust me, I know. Stuff goes wrong all the time. I need a systems administrator here, tell you the truth, to keep this stuff going. Because I don't, being hacked, I officially believe that now that I am a target of hacks. I believe it. Call me paranoid if you want, but there's some stuff that's happened lately that just makes me, before I'd brush it off, but now I'm thinking, that's just not an anomaly. And system administrators are supposedly able to fix stuff like that. It is also a very strange holiday, Take Your Pants for a Walk Day. Yeah, here's the skinny on Take Your Pants for a Walk Day. You celebrate the day by putting on a pair of pants and going out for a walk. Since you'll be wearing pants, this may be a good opportunity to do some hiking or walking in areas where you wouldn't normally do it if you had on shorts or a dress. Perhaps take a walk in a field or in the woods, or visit one of the best places in the country to hike with pants. Because for various reasons, you probably would not go into those areas in shorts or gauchos or dress or skirts. It's called fleas, ticks, and other biting little insects that'll get all over your legs, and you don't want that. This is why I don't know why these people do that naked and afraid crap. It's survival game stuff. I've never watched an episode of it, but you see it advertised all the time. I don't even know what that is. It TLC that's on, or is that Discovery? One of those two channels has that naked and afraid thing. They've got a couple of a bunch of those survival things, and one of them the participants are all nude, I guess. It's just the dumbest thing. I wouldn't do it. Anyway, those are your holidays for today, July number 27. So especially when it comes to the creme brulee, the bagpipes, and the scotch, please go out and celebrate responsibly. Twitter. Ooh, Twitter is in some trouble. Twitter is, again, another one of those things where I've just been proven to be right about Twitter. Twitter shares on the heels of Facebook having the largest corporate devaluation in history. Single day drop. Facebook yesterday. Everybody's calling for Zuck's head. Well, how come nobody's calling for Jack Dorsey's head right now? Twitter shares dropped 13% after reporting declining monthly active users. I told you this, folks. I told you Twitter was going to have to, at some point, they were going to suffer. Because they weren't getting rid of bots. They were getting rid of real people. And a lot of real people were getting sick and tired of having their followership decimated or them being put in jail, you know, Twitter lockbox for a while, for whatever reason. Real people were leaving Twitter in droves. As a matter of fact, the monthly users at Twitter was expected to be at 338.5 million, even after the Twitter purges of this year. The reality is that the monthly active users is just under 335 million. 3.5 million users less and going downward. I will not say I was right, but I guess I already did. So I hold my head up high, and because I am right so damn often, it feels good to be right almost all the time. And when people doubt you, you flout this type of information in their face, and you just say, see, here it is. And this is, look, they can't, this is CNBC, by the way, too, the news on this. All you got to do is look at their stock and the reason for it, stock price fall and the reason for it. And you got the same thing with Facebook yesterday, Facebook. Because they were questioning whether, because when the stock started to tank on Facebook, it was after regular trading hours. It was after hours trading, and everybody was speculating. Yeah, will this deep reduction in value in Facebook, will that stick when the trading opens? And yeah, it did. What Zuckerberg's, you know, basic one day loss continued into the actual trading. It was down, $17 billion now? Yeah, it's just value, folks. It's not like he lost $17 billion. It's all on paper. But it is significant because you've got a lot of people that are out there saying, look, you know, we want the value of the stock to be up there because we might want to sell it. And this is now, if it's tanking, it's going to be harder to sell. Now, there are some people out there that are thinking, well, maybe this might be a good time to buy some Facebook stock because if you didn't get in on it early when it was first issued, you know, it was like $30 or something. And now is a good time to do it because it's really, really, really down. It's down, you know, I don't know how many percentage points now, but it's down. And there are some people are saying, yeah, we haven't seen the bottom of it yet. I think this is going to be true of many stocks of many of these kinds of tech companies that have been bashing Trump and or Trump supporters and conservatives over the past few years. I think people in middle America, the average everyday right of center person, is tired of this type of conscription from these social media bigwigs and giants that think that they're untouchable. Let this be a lesson, by the way, to Jeff Bezos right now is riding high. Amazon is, the value of Amazon is going through the roof. But understand, this type of skyrocketing cannot continue if he does not deliver. And he cannot continue to deliver because there are a number of cracks in the Amazon armor right now. One of them, by the way, is still their acquisition of Whole Foods, you know, that organic foods supermarket. Well, it's like they've disappeared from the business world. Now, it's still in existence. They haven't really closed any stores. They're still running, you know, a good business. But there is very little information that comes out on Whole Foods now because it's wholly owned by Amazon, and they don't want to mention anything about it. Well, that's not a good sign, especially when you got a lot of players who are jumping into the whole Foods and organic foods market. And you've got companies like that are really basically inexpensive, like Trader Joe's, are growing like gangbusters. And you've got big supermarkets like Kroger and Walmart and Wegmans jumping into the and dedicating a good amount of space to organic produce and products and whatnot. They're not sitting out there all by themselves anymore. They're still the big elephant in that particular market space, but they're not the only one, and they're losing market share. In other big companies, like what is it, Fresh Market? Fresh Market is also having some problems because they're too pricey. We had a few Fresh Markets here in New Hampshire. My God, was it expensive in there? And the difference is that you go into places like Walmart and Kroger and Wegmans and Trader Joe's, and it's cheap. So that's a big problem for them, and that's a crack or a chink in the Amazon armor. Not to mention, he's still having problems with employees in many of his warehouses complaining ridiculously loud about the working conditions. Now, he's trying to replace them as fast as he can with robots, which is also going to backfire on him. I mean, everybody likes technology, but not to the point where you take so many jobs out of the equation. But at the same time, you know, this is what we have. Has anybody heard, now that we've had Trump in office, there has been a lot less talk about replacing, because of wanting to force the minimum wage of $15 an hour for burger flippers. There's a lot less talk about robots replacing these people. Now, it may get to the point where fast food giants like McDonald's and others are looking for robots anyway, simply because they can't find anybody to hire, because everybody's got a job. And even teenagers and high school kids and college kids are finding better paying jobs than you can get in McDonald's naturally. So they're going to have a hard time finding people again to flip burgers. So they're going to be forced into having burger flipper robots. I'm just saying. Now there's a difference in that. At one point, it was because all these communities and cities and states were threatening to and trying to raise the minimum wage arbitrarily to this $15 an hour. And, you know, all these fast foods are saying, well, fine, you want to do that? Well, you know, we'll have a vending machine-like system, or we'll have robots to replace all the workers so we don't have to pay this ridiculous amount in wages without having to raise our prices so much. And now it's going to be, well, we kind of need them now because we can't find anybody to flip the burgers because the economy is doing so well. Everybody's got a higher-paying job. And by the way, when you have higher paying jobs, it means you don't necessarily need a part-time job if you don't want one. That's the other problem that some of these places that depend on part-timers are having. People are earning real full-time incomes. They don't need a part-time job to make ends meet now. Think about that. Another success in about a year and a half under Donald J. Trump. Amazing. By the way, there's another stat out here. Just trying to go through the paper pile. There's another stat here. American states are drowning in irretrievable debt. This is from Fox Business. Connecticut may be the richest state in the country on a per capita basis on paper, but it's also racked up a sizable debt worth more than $53 billion. And it's going to be taxpayers who are forced to bail out the Constitution state, according to the former governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels. He says someone's going to the barbershop, and he said this during an interview with Fox Business Stuart Varney yesterday. The first will be the taxpayers already beleaguered in some of these states. Now, these are high-tax states, by the way. Connecticut isn't the only state struggling with a debt crisis. California, Illinois, New Jersey, and New York are unable to make pension payments to retired government workers. These are all high-tax, high-regulation, Democrat-run states, by the way. Let me repeat to you who they are. Connecticut, California, Illinois, New Jersey, and New York. Notice Florida, Texas, Montana, Alaska, and New Hampshire are not among them. These are all Republican, long-held Republican states with low debt, lower taxes, and in fact, in some cases, no income tax or no sales tax, or in my case, in my state, neither. And no debt. Wait, what? How is that possible? You guys have low taxes and no debt? Or very low debt? It's not possible, according to leftists. You know, because you got to raise taxes in order so you could do the... Well, it's called being fiscally responsible. Illinois, for instance, vendors wait months to be paid by a government that's $30 billion in debt. You know, over the weekend, I was just talking to somebody who, in Massachusetts, he does business for the state or with the state. You know, just drives people around. People who are addicted to drugs, he drives them around to places to get their treatments, and he's supposed to be paid by the state of Massachusetts. Right now, he says the state of Massachusetts is more than 3 months behind in their payments to him. You can't be a small, but you can't stay in business long if you're doing business with the state, a liberal state, a leftist state. You just can't. So this is where it's headed. These states are racking up debt that they are not going to be able to pay, and people, when they raise taxes even further, people are going to flee even faster, because right now we're seeing people leave states like California, like Connecticut. Like Illinois, like New York. I think California and New York are the two states that have seen the biggest percentage drop of population in the past 4 years. It's just getting ridiculous in these states. And Florida and California are getting the bulk of these people escaping, and they're trying to bring their bullshit to those states too. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time for today and for the week, but we're expected to be back here on Monday, folks. So you be here, too. And don't forget to tune in or check out rodeckles.net. Going to be adding something this weekend. Not going to say what it is. You're just going to have to go and visit and see it. Hopefully, it'll be good, and hopefully, you'll like it. I'm sure you will because, you know, I'm always right, or almost always. Until then, have a wonderful free weekend. I'm out.
Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A shameless politician always plays her cards right. Got a crew for the fight on the airwaves. Lap dogs in the press keep the mouths tight. Cause a Clinton never needs to explain what, why it is, what they done, or with who. A real Clinton knows that they're entitled, and you don't get to know what they do.
What difference does it make?
For a Clinton, what's loaded in some fat apple file? A Clinton plays the victim for promotion. A Clinton kills it off with a smile. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A server full of secrets ain't no thing. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Nothing ever hits with a sting.